Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, shalom. Happy Sunday. Wow, welcome. This is the Abracadabra show, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host. And we are here every week on this show to create. Where are we creating from? What place in ourselves are we creating from? What energy are we inhabiting? How are we relating to everything? We'll find different tools, different ways to enrich and to map the experience. And when we map the experience, we can find better ways to enrich it and to understand it and to navigate our ways in a way that is just is. All right. First, it is cold here in the area, and when I lived in Boston, coming here to LA, it was funny to see how people were wearing jackets in 50-something degrees weather. And now I did the same. Well, the body gets adjusted. So, first blessing for the day. Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat ase shel ve'ahavt le'reacha kamocha. I hereby accept on myself the utterance of the due commandment of love to your friend or neighbor or partner in the same way that you express love to yourself. And it is a constant reminder about how do we look at ourselves, how do we love ourselves before we can be whole or close to wholeness when we express love to the other person. And today, well, I won't continue from last week. We are still in new beginnings, new things are happening in different ways. New beginnings doesn't mean only, now everything is coming together, manifesting. Oh, now all these efforts that I've put all these years are bearing fruit. You know, now I see everything, and this is one place to be in. So the work and everything that you've been through, all the difficulties and the challenges and the growth challenges that you've experienced are now coming to a shift, and you are blooming and you are going into a different place. But it could be also where you are going into a place of like a hermit, where you're going inwards. And this is a new beginning, because now you're processing everything. Processing everything that you've experienced, because you are ready for a change. So it's like it's like going through a second, almost like a second birth sometimes. You know, it's going through a second birth because we are shifting perception. You know, you're growing, you're challenged. I want to start first with a song that is called Lo Tov Heyot HaAdam Levado. It is a Mati Kaspi words by Natan Zach. And really it comes from the sentence that is in Genesis. In Genesis, where it says, when God says it's not good for the man to be alone, and I'll create a help against him. This is not what is written in the, I don't think it's what's written in the English versions of the Bible, but I'm translating it also word by word, but also based on the idea of what is behind these words, because these words have, in Hebrew, the words can mean a few things. Depends on how the letter is punctuated, and depends on how the where the letter is placed, or what letter is placed before which letter. And so, Lo tov heyot adam levado. This is Mati Kasmi.
Lo tov heyot adam levado.
Yeah, love those harmonies. Lo tov heyot adam levado. This is not good. We're not whole when we are alone. Stop thinking about this. The phone number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. If you're joining us, we're in the Abracadabra show, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, and I'm a spiritual mentor and sound healer for women who desire to reclaim their power. Power not over somebody, but your inner power. Your inner power that can have, that might have been forgotten because of different distractions or traumas or things that happen in a relationship, and now you're in a place of confusion, and sometimes we are losing clarity. And when we don't have clarity, things go really clutterly. Yeah, so it's not only if you're out of a relationship, but it's also especially if you are in a relationship, or you just started a relationship, or you started something new, you started a job, you started a new practice, you want to start a new practice, and it is not as great, or is not moving as you hoped it would move. And so when we start something new, there is a shift that is requesting to happen. Now, I don't know if you've experienced that. I'm sure you have in some capacities, where you're getting signs from the universe that something needs to happen. It starts there. It starts where things are contracting, where things are coming to almost to a halt. And we don't pay attention. We say, no, I'm going to make it because I want it like that, Yarna. And we don't pay attention, and we get signs. You know, the universe gives us signs every single time. Every moment we have is an opportunity. Every moment is an opportunity to create something or not. Or how are we looking at it? So you start something new. And this shift from, well, so we're starting before we're even starting. We want to keep what is there already. And so we're trying to do things to maintain that which we want to keep. So we do different things. We either try to change the way that we behave or say something, or you're coming home, you decide, okay, I'm going to make an effort, I'm going to bring flowers. Okay, you bring flowers, but is that going to last? Where is that coming from? If there is a change that needs to happen, the shift is not necessary, is not in, oh, I'm just going to do this and this and it will change, it'll fix it. It is really, especially in a relationship, it is how you are relating to that, to the relationship. But how are you relating to this shift? How are you relating to what is about to change? So if you take a step backwards, if you are in a place where things need to change, and you don't look at the signs that are telling you, you got to move on, right? You cannot stay in one place. You got to move on. Either create with the other person a sustainable shift, or create something different and move on. And it could be in anything. Again, it is a job that you don't like. But we're talking primarily in relationships, but this applies to daily things. So in relationships, it's It's even more profound. You know, so when you don't pay attention to things, when things are closing and things are, the universe is telling you this is not where you need to be now. Your energy needs to be in a different place. A different place geographically or different place, first of all, with you. And so this shift from this place to a new place, and a new coming from a place, meaning something that did not exist, in your time until now. So what is happening is you're being pulled back. So you start something, you're starting to make a move. And really what is happening many times, that there is a pull from the old story. There is a pull from the old place. There is a pull from these old feelings. And these pullbacks, those are attempts really to try and stay safe and stay with what you know. You know how this is going to end. It is funny to say that even now. But I'm saying it sarcastically, of course, right? You know how it is going to end, so therefore you're validating that fear in this new thing that you've started. How are we validating it? By giving it space. There is this tension that is happening from between the old story and to the new place that you want to be. Your old way of looking at things, your known way of looking at things, and the choice that you're making, you want to do something new. And then when it happens, it's like, it could be scary. Because, okay, it's one thing to talk about this, but then it's happening. What are you doing with that? How are you doing with that? And the how is the point where sound comes in. The how is the point where the vibration comes in. And that is related to where you're at. So, for example, how are you talking to yourself, or how are you relating to yourself in where you are now? So, for example, if you started something new, you started a new relationship, and something comes up into your head about something from an old place. Oh, this person is probably like that. So what is happening actually? Suddenly we're creating a junction. Up until now, I was driving the road. As it's a new place, a new beginning. There is a road, and now I suddenly, something from the old story, the patterns, the what I know comes in. So what is happening? Created a junction. You created a junction. It's like you're in a computer simulation. You drive, you're looking at a straight road. You're driving, and suddenly, poof, there is a junction appearing. Now you have to make a choice, and fast. You go right or you go left, and you have to turn fast, because if you turn fast and you turn to a certain place, you are in a junction. And why fast? Because this is how fast your thoughts are, or how fast you're going to create a story. So you have a choice. Really. Suddenly you're noticing something that you're familiar with. Gives that familiar feeling inside you. This familiar feeling of, yeah, I know how that is. And sometimes these feelings are not those that you really wanted to associate with, but you bring it because you're familiar, and that's the tension when you want to shift the core. It's not just the outside of what it is. We have to shift our way of looking, our way of being in a new place, of seeing the person in front of you and knowing that this person is an entire world, just like you are an entire world, and these worlds are coming together and you're co-creating. Now, are there going to be any difficulties? Hell yeah. Yeah, there are going to be difficulties. Why are two different worlds? They're two different worlds. Completely different worlds. Also, if there is the person that appears that everything is, there are a lot of similarities, still, there are two different worlds. It's not in a negative way, it just is. And yet we are half, right? Until we are unified. We're not born whole, really. We're here to be whole, but we're not born. So when we start something, there are those pullbacks, something new beginnings, those pullbacks that are pulling us back, or trying to pull us back. So it's how do we respond to this? How do we respond to something that is known? It's known. It's something that I'm familiar with. So, I think about like the difficulties, those challenges. The sentence in the song that I played of Mati Kaspi comes from Genesis and says, "Lo tov heyot ha'adam levado, e'eseh lo ezer kenegdo." It's not good for the man to be by himself. It's not good. It's not that, it's boring. It's not good. It doesn't cultivate goodness for the wholeness of that creation. It does not cultivate goodness. The unity, there is, it's very sacred, and I'm not talking here from a religious, we're in LA, so this is a very, there is something very holy in this unity. In Hebrew, the word nisuin, marriage, means linso, to lift up, come from lifting up. It is not, marriage in English is different. But then the word nisuin in Hebrew brings to linso, laset al hakapayim, to carry, to bring forth, to take up. You to take up. And the unity, that co-creation when the two circles come together in the Venn diagram, that co-creation, that's nisuin. That is how do you marry, like come from, like I think it's like mixing, but in Hebrew it's how do you elevate that which is in front, that who is in front of you. And so there are the struggles. And the struggles are these things that are going to build us, that are going to build you. And if you are exiting a relationship, and if you're exiting a relationship, those hardships that you're experiencing, those internal conflicts, the different opinions, different girlfriends, different family, different. You're going through this experience. These challenges are to build you. For example, This is you go to a gym, right? You go to a gym, you lift, you're taking weights. Now, there are two things: the weight, you want to lift the weight, and the weight is pushing you down. But by the pushing down, by the resistance, it builds you up. And this is how it is in the relationships, in hardships that you're going, by the resistance, by the practice of the resistance, you're developing your muscles, you're developing your areas where attention is needed. Why attention is needed? Because the way that you've been until now didn't really build your muscles, didn't really build your character, your presence, didn't enhance your experience. Wasn't in a place where you could maximize your potential in that particular area. And it didn't happen before because it happens now. And this is where you had to be. This is where you are now because this is where you have to be. Everything that happened until now really prepared you for where you are. And I'm talking to you and I'm talking to me as well. This is a wonderful, wonderful journey. It's a wonderful journey with all the difficulties and with all the challenges that were and that are, because if there are not challenges and everything is hunky-dory and everything is flying normal and it's good, no, it's okay. You're also probably reaping the fruits, right? Picking the fruits of your hard labor and the hard labor of your suffering or your traumas and experiences. But it is also to see the line there can be very fine. If there are no issues, everything is going, it could be also that you're just not aware of what's going on. So it is a fine, like a checks and balances to see where you're at spiritually, where you're at with yourself in every single area. And maybe this is not the time to look at a certain area. You may not know about it yet. It will come later. When you've experienced what you're experiencing now, new beginning, and now you crossed this obstacle or challenge or this period of time, and then something is coming up, and you can handle it because there is nothing that is happening that you cannot handle. You can handle. It is how we relate to what is happening. So, it's not good for the man to be alone. I'm going to create help against him. Help against him. At first, it sounds really awkward. But this is really what we're just saying. That which is creating a challenge. When you are in a relationship and there is a challenge, or you're out of a relationship, or you're at work and there is a challenge, this challenge is there for you to pay attention. For you to pay attention. For you to pay attention to see, is there something? What is the opportunity here? Now, I sometimes analyze things too much, but I've seen the difference of analyzing and not analyzing, and also analyzing something as a mapping experience and just going with that. It's like when I would listen to a song sometime earlier a few years ago, I would listen to a song and I would have to analyze it harmonically or arrangetically, if there is such a word. So, and I was talking to a friend of mine this week about these struggles that we are having, the challenges. You know, how do we look at something? You make a right turn and somebody come out of a parking garage and didn't see you and drives right into your right side of the car. How are you going to react to this? Okay, it's here, it's happened. I heard this analogy and of the garbage truck analogy. Was this somebody goes into a cab and the cab driver drives and suddenly this truck comes out of the parking the driveway of a house, reverse and runs into the cab. And the cab driver stays, starts collecting things, but stays calm. And the other the truck driver comes out and screams and yells, and the cab driver is calm. And the other guy asks him, "Why you come?" He ran into him, and he gave him the truck analogy. Is that the truck, the garbage truck, collects the trash cans, the barrels, the recycling, or hopefully the recycling in a separate place, but collects the garbage and everything, and until it can't take it anymore, and then it dumps it on the first lot, or it goes to the lot to dump it. Well, it's the same thing, you know. We are filled with things that are happening. It's like a sponge. You fill it up, you fill it up, you fill it up, you fill it up until you need to squeeze it to get out everything. And it happened to be you. So something, as we say in Hebrew or in English too, the straw that broke the camel's back. Right? And there's something that is really trivial and suddenly the person in front of you is just exploding. It's just exploding in front of you and just like, so, well, that was where he had to dump the trash. Don't take it personally. This is one of the things also in the book of Ruse, the four agreements. These agreements that we make with ourselves, sometimes, many times unconsciously, and that they are developed from places that we've been in and the trauma that we've been in, is that we take things personally and people tell us things and say things to us. And they're vengeful or unpolite or rude or bullies and sometimes we believe these things, and when we believe these things, we start acting from that energy, from that place of vibration. Somebody just starts talking to you in a very cutting way, in a not nice way, and demeaning. You know, sometimes people are not aware, and to feel good, they have to put other people down. And sometimes people do believe that, are aware of that. But there are those that are not, and they're doing it out of pattern. And so somebody says something, and if we react to it the way that we react to it, that means that we believe that person. That there is something in us that still is in that place. That is still in that place of believing that what that person says about me, wow, it's right. I'm this, and I'm probably not good enough here, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. So when somebody says something like that, and we believe that, we already made an agreement. And so when people many times dump things and say things to you and are not nice, just remember that we are two different worlds. There are two different worlds that are talking one to another. And there's something probably is going on the other side that has nothing to do with you. Has nothing to do with you. But what makes it relevant to you? I mean, maybe there is something that is there, but many times there is nothing to do with you when the person dumps on you a lot of garbage. The link that connects that between you and that person is you. Is when you believe that. And now maybe there is some truth behind it, so it's not reacting right away to what the other person is saying, but listening and seeing really why is that person in that place. How do you feel about that? So you start practicing looking at yourself. And when you look at yourself, and when you are looking in the mirror, and you're looking at yourself, and you're looking, eye-gazing into yourself, eye-gazing, and you can accept yourself how you are and love yourself how you are, then you can give from you to the other person. But when you are in a place of, in a negative place, self-doubt, then what somebody else says to you, remember the junction, we're talking about the road, you're driving in the road and there is this junction in the middle of the road. This is the junction of positivity and negativity. So when somebody says something like this to you, or something negative to you, how do you react or do you respond? That's the junction. Now, not to take you to a place of arrogance, oh, I'm fine. I'm just going to practice that I'll never say I'm sorry. And I know these guys, and I know also, unfortunately, I know also some women. I'm not going to say I'm sorry. Why? Because some women that I know, that, no, because, right, you say the woman is right, the woman is right, the woman is right. Yes. I say it in relation to relationships. Guys, when your woman is right, she's right. When she's wrong, she's right. It's just that kind of, so I know that it's an easy escape and saying, you know what, I'm just going to be this all the way and this, and that's it, and it'll be fine. No, it's not about that. It's not about that egoic place. It's about the unity. And this is what brings up to the, with the difficulties and the challenges, what brings up this whole thing of unity. There are in Judaism, there are three, they're described three kinds of love: the love of the receiver, the love of the giver, and the love of the unity. And so in the love of and it's the stages, it grows. And so from the love of receiver, right, when you walk into a restaurant and you see your friend, or you are in the restaurant and you are eating fish. I ask you, why do you eat fish? So, I love fish. Well, if you love fish, you wouldn't eat it, right? Well, so what is happening? The person loves themselves, and they like that the fish gives them what they like. That the fish is that which makes them feel good. I like this taste. It's not the love to the fish, it's love to self, that I love me, moi, and I, and therefore I will eat the fish because the fish hits that point for me. Oh, I love fish. So in this kind of, when you meet somebody and you say, oh, you know, this person is doing this for me and this for me and this for me and this for me, and he makes me feel this and he makes me feel this and he makes me feel this. So do you really see the other person? Because one day, after 5 years, you get up and say, well, I don't love you anymore. What do you mean? Well, I don't love you anymore. Well, that means that it started off, as we say in Hebrew, on the wrong foot. Because it started off with emotions that clouded the right path for you. Because of these emotions. And so, and the placement, and again, it's the relation of you to that place. Your standpoint, your relation to what is happening. So if you are saying, oh, I love this person because he makes me feel this, and he gives me feel this, and he gives me feel this, and he gives me feel this, he gives me feel this. You are basically filling your needs, your desires, via that who is in front of you. And so basically you're tainting. It's like tainting that love. It's like a conditional love. Because now if you're going to stop doing this, then I'm I don't love you anymore. So it's like but it's not like it is. It is tainting that relationship. In Hebrew, this kind of a relationship is called shochad. It's like in English, shochad, the word means bribery. But again, in Hebrew, each word has meaning to each letter. And what it means is you become one. You become one with that who gives you. Oh, he gives me, so I'm going with him. He gives me, so I'm with that person. He gives me, and the minute he stop giving me, it's like when you go to work. Why do you work for that person, despite the fact that you can't stand that place? I mean, that's a whole different issue of building and looking at yourself. And why? Because that person bribed you to work for him. You can call it salary, you can call it whatever you want, but it's bribery, right? Because it tainted your attention to do this. But it's the same thing when if you meet somebody, and that what does that person, the person gives you? What does the person gives you? Then you are being bribed into the relationship. Right? You're being bribed into the relationship. And so it becomes chad. It becomes one. You're being bribed into the relationship. So someone is it's like the fish love that Rabbi Tversky said. And it was like this fish love. Do you love the fish? Like the fisherman would love the fish. He loves fishing the fish, killing and eating it. He doesn't really love the fish. People who are activists and are daily out there protecting lives of animals and lives and the earth. And I really want to thank everyone that is a light worker and that is really understanding that which we have. And I want also to thank you if you still think that I'm just we're just talking about stuff that is not relating to you, but you are here, so you are listening. So it does relate to you also by the way of that it doesn't relate to you. And so I want to thank you too. And it's a whole picture. It's a big picture. So can't look at one thing, only at one aspect of things. It's really to look at everything together. And so the struggles that we have, this relational tension that we're going through from one place to the other, we are going through, we are shifting, it is a hard shift and it is a conscious shift. When it's a conscious shift, we are going to make it. Because you make conscious choices. And so we're going from that place and then we're going to the how. And the how also relates to the sound. And it relates to the sound of how we say what we say to the person. And then when you meet the person, to understand where are you standing in the relation to this person, to this relationship. And so in Judaism, we start talking about three kinds of love. The love of the receiver. I'm being one with that person who gives me. And the other love is the love of the giver. Which means the person that I give to, I love. And how does this start? From the beginning of the program, from the beginning where we talk about this, the utterance, ve'ahavta l're'acha kamocha, for the love to your friend like you love yourself, like love to yourself. First of all, it starts with you. When you look in the mirror and you say, I love you, meaning you, me in the mirror, right? When I say that and I look at that and I fully accept and embrace everything that I went through, everything that you went through, embrace everything, the extreme difficulties, because now after you are the difficulties, you're looking back and you're saying, wow, yeah, this was difficult, but I'm here. I stood determined, not necessarily strong, as solid strong, as like harsh, because that's like the tree will fall, but you are determined You have faith and you are determined. It's like the wheat that goes up and down, left and right, but it'll always stand up. And so when I love myself, I first start with loving myself. And when I look at myself and I love myself, I give from myself. And therefore, the person I give to is a person I gave to for myself. And therefore, I love that person. Therefore, I love that person because I gave from myself. I gave from myself. So we start with that. You start with the... And this is not starting in the order, the relationship to start from a place of what do I get from it? But what can I give? And I can talk about this and people ask me, well, you know, I can tell you I messed up many, many relationships. And, well, in relation, many relationships. And it's understanding and hopefully learning and growing from each experience. And so this is really a place of, where do I give? Where do I give from? How do I give? That's where you are asking, what do I give to that person? You give from you. That place, these places, these vulnerable places, these places of challenges, these places of struggle, those are the places that you are giving from yourself because you are making an effort to shift. You're making an effort to change. You're making an effort to unity. And the unity, we'll talk about it next time because we are already out of time. But the new beginnings are just that. They are new. You don't know what's going to happen. And that's the beauty of things. But what you do know is that you have the tools to handle everything that comes at you, right? Or anything that you invite. So be strong. This is a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. It is not granted. And today at 3 p.m. in a couple hours, I'll host a herbal sound therapy where everything is through sound and go through experiencing high tea and rejuvenating time. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And we are going to finish with you took my hand in your hand and you told me things that you see from there you can't see from here. Mati Kaspi, have a wonderful week. Much love. Bye-bye. ואמרת לי דברים שרואים משם לא רואים מכאן ניגנת לי שיר על הגיטרה וכל חרה רוח מכמה רוח שרה והזמן כאילו אמר ואני עוד זוכר את כל טעם וריח את חלקת השדה לאור הירח כל הטעם מן הבדי וכובד הפרי בבוסתן דברים שרואים שם לא רואים מכאן הייתי לבדי ודרכי עדה לי ובאת, באת לי בזמן הייתי לבדי ודרכי עדה לי דברים שרואים שם לא רואים מכאן נתת לי יד, הרכה לי דרך להרבה דברים עבר החיוך יפה כמו פרח וכוח להאמין ואני עוד זוכרת את השיר ששרת את החלק הטוב מכל מה שאמרת המלאך ושטן אתה שוב לעצור את הזמן דברים שרואים שם לא רואים דברים שרואים שם לא רואים מכאן
לקחת את ידי בידך ואמרת לי בואי נרד אל הגן. לקחת את ידי בידך ואמרת לי דברים שרואים שם לא רואים מכאן, דברים שרואים שם לא רואים מכאן, דברים שרואים שם לא רואים מכאן.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay.